First, though, the Immigration Department has confirmed a disturbance on the Manus Island at the Manus Island Detention Centre. Reports have emerged of a mass breakout of asylum seekers. The riot squad has been called in. Ian Rintoul is a spokesman for the Refugee Action Coalition here in Australia, and he's been in contact with some of the asylum seekers inside the Manus Island Detention Centre. Ian Rintoul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Fran.
In the last few hours, you've spoken with asylum seekers on Manus. What are they telling you?
Well, there has been a very, very serious disturbance. From after 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they were written a script saying that there would be no resettlement out of Papua New Guinea, and the protests which have been happening since the 25th of January, escalated. The riot squad was mobilised around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Around 6 o'clock, the perimeter fence was breached, and there have been reports of people being injured. People gone through the fence to the outside of the detention centre, and the riot squad's been active throughout the night.
Have you got any idea of how many have breached the fence? How many have broken out? I think there's 1,100 asylum seekers in detention on Manus.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So there have been hundreds of them been involved in the protests in the last few weeks, and there are certainly hundreds involved in the protests yesterday, but the exact numbers of who's gone through the fence and how many have been involved in clashes with the riot squad, I don't really know.
Have you spoken to anyone who has managed to escape, who has escaped the detention centre?
No one has been outside the detention centre. No, all the people I've spoken to have been inside.
And what kind of, there's reports of fires being lit, tents being destroyed. What kind of damage are people talking to you about, and who's doing this damage?
Well, as I said, all the compounds have been involved. I mean, the major protests have been centred on Oscar, which is the most deprived of the compounds on Manus Island, but there have been protests in all the compounds, in Mike and Foxtrot, all of them. Where the tents have been burned, I'm not sure. There are reports both of Mike and Oscar, but certainly some tents have been burned down. As far as other property damage, I don't know. The main concern seemed to be from the riot squad was the fences being breached both internally and externally.
And what about reports, some suggestion that the doctor on Manus was being warned to prepare for injuries? Have you heard anything about people being injured and what kind of injuries?
Well, I don't know about what kind of injuries. Some of the calls talked about people having broken bones. I'm very pleased to hear that no one's been reported to taken to the hospital. That is good news. But I've got other than the reports, people actually being injured by the riot squad, I don't know.
And to go back to what sparked this, you say there's been protests over the last week, but week or two, and that's largely been about no progress in processing of visas. Now, yesterday, as you just told us, as I understand it, the asylum seekers were told they will not be resettled. Is that resettled in PNG? Because I've also read they were told they, if they wanted to go somewhere else, they'd need to arrange that themselves.
I don't know the exact script. I mean, I hope the minister will release the script. It was clearly written in Canberra, and it's taken them 12 days to produce it. They said that they would produce it 12 days ago. Exactly what it says, I'm not sure. But clearly the way people interpreted it was that they would not be leaving Papua New Guinea, that if there was resettlement, they were found to be refugees. And they would have to make those arrangements with third countries themselves.
And so people are unhappy at the notion that they may get a visa and they may be able to resettle, but that will be in Papua New Guinea. People who are currently being held in detention in Manus Island are not happy about the fact that their life might now be in Papua New Guinea, even if they're free, they're free citizens in Papua New Guinea?
I think that's unclear, Fran. I mean, because Papua New Guinea itself has got no arrangements for resettlement. The Foreign Minister of Papua New Guinea spoke to Parliament only last week saying that there were no arrangements for resettlement in Papua New Guinea. What the message that the asylum seekers got was that there was no resettlement. And I think that's also been clear from things I've heard. After the protests began, the end of January, on the 30th of January, the Supreme Court judge made comments about the possibilities of appealing against Manus Island, of human rights abuses that were taking place under the noses of the PNG government. The citizenship rules make it almost impossible for anyone found to be a refugee to gain permanent settlement in Papua New Guinea. So I think we've got a very, very uncertain situation. information, and that's not what the asylum seekers needed to hear. They need to hear, and they need to know that they have got permanent security.
So basically the situation is the 1,100 asylum seekers sitting in detention in Manus Island. According to Amnesty International, that facility suffers from overcrowding, stifling heat, not enough water. That's some of the complaints. And now what you're saying is they're basically facing the fact, as they're being told, that there will be no resettlement anywhere, full stop.
Yes, or that they are going to be permanently in limbo on Manus Island, if they're stuck in Papua New Guinea with no prospects of the settlement, the protection that they need.
Ian Rintoul, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Okay, thanks, man.
Ian Rintoul is spokesperson for the Refugee Action Coalition, and We Are in Breakfast has contacted the Immigration Minister for comment. No response yet, but we will be speaking with Prime Minister Tony Abbott after 7:30. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 18 to 7.